Welcome to Utah Public Radio's Eating the Past and Other Tasty Morsels, a show that explores all things food.
Your hosts are Jeannie Sir, Jamie Sanders, and Tammy Proctor, all from the History Department at Utah State University. Today, we are pleased to welcome the Dean of Libraries and Rare Book Curator at Utah State University, Jennifer Duncan. Jennifer is one of the co-founders of the Eating the Past YouTube series, which highlights the university's historic cookbook collections through fun video cooking events with faculty and staff.
Jennifer, could you tell us a little bit about why you began a video series in spring 2021?
Well, it was an idea that Tammy and I had together last fall when the university was in almost completely online mode. We'd actually been thinking for some time about how to do a series focusing on different aspects of social history by having faculty members cook historic recipes. And of course, Special Collections loves to have in-person programming, but that was really out of the question last fall. Tammy and I attended a Zoom presentation about Italian food, and it was so nice to come together over food. We realized that this was really perfect time to try our idea.
Jennifer, could you give us an example of one of the prized rare books in the USU cookbook collection? Then perhaps something that might surprise our listeners?
Sure. Most of the time when people think about special collections, what they really want to hear about is our very oldest books. We do have some very early cookbooks, like the one Phoebe Jensen used last spring to prepare the recipe for a very good cake. That was The Young Lady's Companion, published in 1734. Or people are interested in books with interesting associations, such as our own signed copy of the great chef Julia Child's Mastering the Art of French Cooking. That book has a menu inside from a private meal honoring Child that she herself attended. But an item that I personally prize is one that I like to use in teaching in special collections classes. It isn't exactly a cookbook. It's a pamphlet. It's published by the Portland, Oregon company West Coast Lumber out of the 1950s. The pamphlet is entitled Famous Recipes from West Coast Kitchens, and it's really designed to showcase the beauty of paneling on walls of a traditional 1950s home. I've used this little book for interior design classes, to show the look and feel of a 1950s kitchen, and in modern American history classes to discuss concepts of gender. The recipes also give a real flavor of a 1950s diet, things like gelatin tomato ring salad or hamburger loaf. Honestly, this one is kind of touching to me personally because I'm just old enough to feel some kind of connection with this while to still see its kitsch. But for the students, it's a real historical artifact. And in fact, we're actually one of only five libraries that own it.
Jennifer, where can listeners find the videos and the library guides that accompany the spring events?
Well, we have an Eating the Past research guide, and it's linked from the Special Collections website. I think the videos themselves are also linked from the History Department's YouTube channel.
If listeners want to consult the actual cookbook collection, how might they do so?
The cookbooks that we use in this series are all housed in the closed stacks in USU's Special Collections and Archives, which is located on the lower level of the Merrill Kazir Library. We're open to the public daily between 10 and 4, and on selected evenings and Saturdays. Anyone's welcome to come and access these materials. You don't need to be a USU student, but you would need to show an ID.
The series continues this fall with two Zoom events already planned in October and November, one of which is a pizza cook-off, which should be fun. Do you hope to make this a long-term endeavor, or is this just a COVID project?
Well, I was initially thinking of it being an in-person event when I first started thinking about it, so I'm hopeful that at some point we'll get to the point where we can have an event where the audience could even come and taste the food that the historians have prepared. It started as a COVID project, but I certainly think that it has potential to become more of a face-to-face event, maybe semi-annually or something like that.
Sincere thanks to Jennifer Duncan for sharing her expertise and her enthusiasm with us today.
Thanks for joining us. See you in a week with another tasty morsel.
Support for UPR's Eating the Past comes from Rock Hill Creamery in Richmond, creating natural rind raw milk cheeses, including Dark or Snow Canyon Edam, named after two southern Utah canyons. Cheese with character, rockhillcheese.com, and USU Dining Services, always working to create an excellent college experience for students, faculty, and staff. Now 13 locations open around campus. More details at usu.edu/dining.